Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches your soul and our friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel, the good news. I'm Kevin Williams here with Bill Gaither himself and a great cast of characters. We're all ready to get things going.
Guests today are Mark Bishop, the Wizards, the Crabs, the 11th Hour.
Yeah, this comes from the Kennedy Center taping, Bill.
Every Time I Feel the Spirit, Babby Mason and Ernie Haas.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart,
Jesus, I still remain on the mountain. My God spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke.
Every time I feel the Spirit
moving in my heart,
I will pray.
My public service announcement today is this is International Dental Hygienist Day.
Yes.
That day when we recognize those committed men and women who keep our teeth healthy and strong. Mm. They are the best at what they do, and we just wanted to thank them for a job well done. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. His love is like a river.
Well, his love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing from the lazy stream. Tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between. Rushing and a-flooding, till all of a sudden it's washing all over me. 'Cause his love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea.
Down from Minnesota, the mighty Mississippi rolls, picking up momentum like a raging flood unfolds.
Pushing through Missouri and down the Arkansas River,
moving out of Memphis all the way to New Orleans.
Woo! His love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing from the lazy stream. Tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between. Rushing and a-flooding, till all of a sudden it's washing all over me. 'Cause his love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing to the deep blue sea.
never ending, pouring like a river flood. His mercy's overflowing, streaming from his precious blood. His blessings from the fountain, spilling like the roaring tide. Overwhelms my spirit like I'm swimming in the ocean wide.
Wow.
His love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing from the lazy stream. Tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between. Rushing and a-flooding till all of a sudden it's washing all over me. Cause his love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea.
Yeah.
His love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing from the lazy streams. Tumbling through the mountains, moving through the valleys, over everything in between. Rushing and a-flooding till all of a sudden it's washing all over me. Cause his love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea. Yes, his love is like a river, running and a-rolling, flowing through the deep blue sea.
Oh, my favorite part.
No,
there it is, man.
Really,
the highlight.
Not really.
Okay. Big time award today, folks.
All right.
The Wandering Wordsmiths of Wapakoneta meeting for their word whack out at Warren and Wendy's Whistle Stop in Worcester gave us their coveted, well-turned words and verbs citation. They said most people think they're absurd, but they are, in fact, all first-class words.
Oh, okay.
What is the word? Contextomy.
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 I don't even know.
Contextomy. I know that word.
You got it, Ken?
I've known that word for literally minutes.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, this is National Dental Hygienist Day, and so we appreciate them. We also appreciate the people who deal with our eyes. Everybody knows how hard it is to get corrective lenses and discount prices online.
So
Gordon, you've had trouble for some time.
I really have.
So
yeah.
True.
And so sometimes you have to wait for weeks, not to mention the expense. What will you do? What will you do? I'll tell you what we did. We went out and we hired refractive researchers. We put together a group of board-certified optometrists and ophthalmologists. That's right. Not only are they certified, they're bored.
They're bored, yes. Really bored.
And now, contact lenses are just a click away. That is, if you can see to type the website into your computer. Or just call toll-free 1-800, send a contact to me.
There it is.
Yes!
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. That's perfect. Well,
that sounds good to me, man. Take
context
it.
Context to me. I got it, but you're wrong. It actually means misquotes, as in the speaker's talk was full of context to me. I know. It always brings it to a screeching halt, doesn't it?
Definitions, Tori.
I know.
Fake news.
Wow.
That's true.
I know.
Mark Bishop, God is powerful. On homecomingradio.com.
On my own, I know I'm not that strong. When I try to handle things myself, everything goes wrong. When I place my life in the Savior's hands, every mountain will tremble at the sound of his command. God is powerful, does the impossible, loves the unlovable, and sets them free. Something beautiful. God is powerful with love for you and me. He can calm the seas. He can raise the dead. He can give sight to the blind, raise a lame man from his bed. And the God of then is still God today. Find someone who's had an answered prayer. They'll tell you. Them free. It's easy and doable. Does something beautiful. God is powerful with love for you and me. It's so remarkable.
Homecoming Radio, it's National Limerick Day.
Oh, no.
Everybody knows what a limerick is, right?
Yes.
It's a five-line poem.
Yes. Okay.
And we'll all share some examples here, but the one that's in the script here, there once was a guy named Bill, whose music brought people a thrill.
Oh. Hmm.
But the songs that he wrote just wouldn't float. We all still wonder what will. There it is. There's a limerick.
So you are left out of my will.
Wow.
Bill left you out of
You're going to get
will.
The co-write no matter what.
Yes, he is.
You're the Wisnitz.
I marvel just to think of all God's done for me. My cup is overflowing, living life abundantly. I used to pray for blessings, now the blessings chasing me. What a wonderful life God's given me. What a wonderful life.
What a wonderful life.
My sin has been washed away. What a glorious feeling. All of my wrongs have been erased. What a great joy and peace I find. Knowing I'm His and He is mine. And that He's with me all the time. What a wonderful life. God is on your side. Odds may be against you, but God can turn the tide. What the devil sends to harm you are just blessings in disguise. All things work for good. What a wonderful life. What a wonderful life. All your sin has been washed away. What a glorious feeling.
The Wisnitz on this Hope edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's a promise you can hold on to. My unfailing love for you will never be shaken, nor will my promise of peace be removed. That's Isaiah 54.
Hi, this is Clayton Inman of the Triumphant Quartet, and this is Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
This one says, I woke up at 6 this morning and found a note from my son, which said, I'll be back in a little while. When he returned, he told me he had biked all the way over to his friend's house, which was a 35-minute ride, and taken him a cake that he had baked himself. You see, my friend's mom had lost her life in an accident the night before. That kind of friendship, that gives me hope, Bill.
And here's the Triumphant Quartet, Saved by Grace, on HomecomingRadio.com.
Saved by grace, I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life, and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace, I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace.
I was alone in the darkness, could not find my way. Then Jesus shined a light on me, and then He turned on my night today.
Now I am saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life, and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace.
Now when I reach that city,
swing open wide. Oh, I'm gonna sing redemption's story of how he brought me from the other side. When I reach that city, the gates swing open wide. I'm gonna sing redemption's story of how he brought me from the other side. Now I am saved by grace. Saved by grace. My name is in the book of life, and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace.
Saved by grace.
I've been saved by grace. I've been saved by grace.
Wonderful grace.
My name is in the book of life, and my sins are washed away.
Saved by,
I've been saved
grace.
By His grace.
I've been saved
by His
by
wonderful grace.
Grace.
It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace.
Oh yes, I'm
saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life.
Bill Gaither here at Homecoming Radio with...
You are dangerous when you wake up, my friend.
Boy, he is.
Slow down, Bill.
But now it's time to go to the old phone on the wall.
There is no phone on the wall,
okay,
Bill.
Okay, wherever it is. Talk to our good friend, Russ Tapp.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Russ. Good to talk to you. How's life treating you?
Well, it's going good. You know, we've just been out and promoting the documentary and talking about how Jesus can change a life.
You know, I had a small part in that, and I took a lot of pride when the people who were making the documentary came up and said, would you want to say something about Russ? I said, I'd love to comment. I have told so many folks I've talked to, I don't know of anybody who has worked any harder at trying to be God's person than you are, and it's just been a joy to be part
of
it.
And you have been such a part of my life, Bill. You know, I remember I was really really struggling and needed help, and you canceled your day and flew to Nashville. Spend the day with me and be part of an intervention to help me get my life together. And, you know, I still have such vivid memories of that, of you just giving yourself, giving time because your brother was in need. And I'm just so grateful, Bill. I'm just so grateful.
You know, the Apostle Paul talks about the body of Christ and about the importance of us supporting each other. A current athlete would say, I have your back. And I think as children of God, we don't have any other choices, because there are times in life when life gets tough.
Yes.
And you and Tori probably said it better than I think anybody said it in any song. I don't know of any song I love to sing over and over and over again than, you're my brother, you're my sister, won't you take me by the hand? There had to be some times in your struggle that God reminded you of a little song that you had written somewhere in the past, right?
Oh, absolutely, Bill. And, you know, when we wrote that was just a heart cry also. It's like, if I show you my real self, will you still stand with me? And especially, Bill, in the climate today with so much division and things like that. I've just been singing that song in every concert and just reminding people who we are and that we are brothers and sisters and to stand with each other. And if politics is hindering you from loving somebody, then I think we need to start working on that.
So here's Russ singing, We Will Stand.
We're all walking the very same road. We build dividing walls between our brothers and ourselves. But tonight, I don't care what label you choose to wear. If you believe in Jesus, you belong with me. The bond we share, that's all I care to see. We can change this world forever if you will join with me. Join and sing. Sing, you're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by the hand. Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us. We will walk inside the side. As long as there is love, we will stand.
I believe the day has finally come when we all shall be one. And with one mighty voice together, we will proclaim that Jesus, Jesus Christ is King. And it's gonna echo, echo through this whole earth. It's gonna shake every nation, and all the world is gonna see.
A bunch of wonderful members of the vocal band. And here is one of the songs that we sang, a classic old hymn. This was originally a Ron Huff arrangement, and we still sing it today at the cross. Listen.
My Savior bleed, and in my sovereign
the burden.
today our goal was to encourage you to be a difference maker, and I hope that we have done that. Phil, get us out of here,
okay? If you fly cyberspace during the week, a moment at homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
You will also find our live concert schedule and the latest news on the Gaither video.
And you'll find that free Homecoming Radio smartphone app waiting for you. Mm.
You'll enjoy our Facebook page. You can go there right now. And then you can leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
We love all our terrific homecoming stations in the great state of Michigan, like WJKN, WMPC, WRVM, WRUS. To you, we say a big salute.
So you're the leader in the international badminton tournament that's going on in Alexandria, Bill? That's
amazing. You know what else you can do with that badminton
thing?
Please
tell me.
It's good to catch bats. I have done that. You hit them with one, and then you catch them with the other.
I'll keep that in mind.
And then you relocate them.
I don't believe it.
We'll see you next week.
Good save, Bill.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.